This is the Old Old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with program number 11 in a series of 260 dealing with happenings over the past 50 years here in the county and about people who caused them to happen. It's a sequel to the extensive history compiled by Frank L. Fitzsimmons over a 25-year period and which is contained in the three-volume trilogy From the Banks of the Ocklawaha. Today, more about that first man in the county to learn to fly, Oscar Meyer. One day recently, I was visiting with Jody Barber and young Frank Fitzsimmons. And when I say young Frank Fitzsimmons, you have a good indication of my advanced years. I was talking about how Oscar Meyer learned to fly by strapping wings, which he had made onto his arms, donning roller skates, and getting somebody with a car to pull him down First Avenue till he would gain sufficient speed to actually be lifted off the ground and soar into the air, maybe 20 feet or so. Jody Barber interrupted and asked, "Are you going to tell him about how he would land on Highland Lake and tow ice skaters around the lake?" "Come on, you got to be putting me on. Oscar in an airplane towing ice skaters around on Highland Lake?" Jody rather adamantly said, "Yes, and I have a picture to prove it." Okay, here's the story. Occasionally we'd have a winter cold spell like we've had this winter that would last several weeks, long enough to freeze over the entire surface of lakes and ponds. In fact, my Uncle Crate Thomas constructed the lake at Kenmure solely for the purpose of ice harvest. And just after you crossed over the dam heading to the antebellum home, on the right you'd see the ice house. It was a small building which simply covered a very deep hole in the ground. In the wintertime, they'd cut large chunks of ice from the lake, lower it to the bottom of the hole, cover each layer with straw, and continue to add large blocks of ice as available until the hole was filled maybe 3 feet from the top, and then add more straw to proper insulate until the ice was needed. In the summer months, they'd simply climb down the ladder, and after attaching ice tongs to a block, it would be hoisted, cleaned, and taken to insulated ice boxes in the kitchen. On the occasion Jody referred to, Oscar learned that a large group of locals were going ice skating on the frozen over Highlands Lake. Oscar owned a lightweight J-3 Cub, which he proceeded to fly over to Highlands Lake. He landed on the lake, tossed out a long tow rope, and pulled a long snake of skaters behind him as the airplane towed them round and round the lake. And Jody has the picture to prove it. Virtually every local person who learned to fly began with Oscar Meyer at his little airfield on Shepherd Street. Before World War II, Oscar Meyer was given approval by the government for primary flight training, a program called CTTA. The book learning to aviation classes was given at Brevard College, and actual flight school was at the local airport. In fact, on September 20th, 1941, that was before Pearl Harbor, he announced that the next class of 10 men would begin their training October 1st, and that there was now at his port a newly purchased Culver Dart for more advanced students, as well as 7 other training planes. And he also announced that Tommy Stocks, who had learned to fly with Oscar, was returning from Winston-Salem to assist in the program along with Kenneth Arnett, who was also a long-time professional associated with Oscar. Then there was another Oscar who gained local fame in flying, Oscar Case, and he also learned to fly from Oscar Meyer. I talked last week with Case, who went on to become a crop duster, and I asked him if he remembered me asking him back in the 50s, "Oscar, as you come to the end of a bean field, flying at maybe 50 feet off the ground and pull back the stick to pull up rapidly to avoid crashing into trees at the end of the bean field, do you ever worry about what would happen if you pulled back on that stick and nothing happened?" Without a second's hesitation, he answered, "Nope. If ever even I might happen to think that that could happen, I wouldn't even get in that airplane." He laughed, "Yeah, I remember you asking me that. I should have also told you that I always did my own maintenance, so I knew that plane would do everything I wanted it to do." I have to admit, I sort of expected Oscar to answer me back in the 50s something like, "Well, no, the Lord's riding with me," or "The Lord's on my side," because Oscar Case was and is a religious man. He wrote a number of gospel songs recorded by nationally known gospel singers, and in fact, at one time, he had a quartet complete with one of those fancy buses, the Diplomat's Quartet. Oscar Case flew for 28 years, mostly as a crop duster. He has 3 sons, Kenny, Gary, and Wally Case. And I'm sure there are many listening today who relate closely to Oscar, either Oscar Case or Oscar Meyer, just 2 of the many great pioneers in aviation who lived their lives in this great community. The community in which I was born had the good sense never to leave. A seventh child of a seventh child who had the good fortune also to be employed in the job he always loved, not just for 50 years, but for a lifetime. Sursum corda, as we move into the next 50 years.